Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauling. It's April 15, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Pauling. It's October 17, 2002. And here's Jesus. Nazarene, people have wondered throughout the ages exactly where is heaven.
Heaven is all around you, Alora. It exists in the atmosphere of the material world, but it exists on another frequency. It is right here, but you pass through it every day. But it is in constant flux. It doesn't stay in the same place like the Earth does, but it rotates and pivots around the Earth all the time. So no two places in the afterlife and the material world ever touch each other for very long. They shift constantly. That is why you need portals to enter into the afterlife, and then you don't exactly know where you're going to end up when you get there. After you get in the afterlife, you may have to travel some ways to get to your particular portion of the afterlife. But this is never a problem. People guide people along, and we usually send people to pick people up and get them home safely. It is a strange phenomenon that you cannot go outside of the afterlife and see any stars or anything. There are no reference points. The afterlife exists within the material world, within the biosphere that creates it. So if you try to leave this biosphere, there's nothing. There's nothing out there but empty, empty darkness. You cannot see the other biospheres because they are too far away. The afterlife is very, very interesting. The strange aspects it has that are so different from the material world. But it is here, Alora. It is on a different frequency. It is on a different vibration, but it is right here with you all the time. That is why we can be right here with you all the time, because our realm is so close.
That's really great and unusual, too. We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here, John Lennon and Demetrius, for Christmas, wrote a story, 3rd Platoon Christ Brigade, which is a very interesting adventure, and I highly recommend it. It is available at
voicesfromspirit.com/V19N7/links.htm.
And I ask you to go and read it because I know it is something that you will enjoy.
We're back. Nazarene, there's something I've always wanted to know because there's a great deal of controversy about it today. How old was your mother when she gave birth to you? How old was your stepfather, Joseph? This is something I think our listeners would be very interested in.
Well, Alora, when my mother gave birth to me, I believe she was about 14. I believe a little over a month over that. My life father, Joseph, was about 27 when they married. They had been friends for a long time. Mary had practically grown up in Joseph's house, and when his first wife died, it was only thought proper that they marry. They had been so close to each other anyway, and you cannot understand the wonderfulness of their relationship and how well they got along together. It is a joy to see a husband and wife that are really in love, that really adore each other and hold to each other. And every little problem in life becomes so much easier when a couple truly love each other. And Mary and Joseph truly loved each other. I know that this might seem shocking to the people of this age that there was such an age difference between them, but this was not uncommon in that era. It was perfectly common. Just as soon as a girl went through her menstrual period and was ready to have children, they were often married, sometimes at the age of 12 and 13. it was not unusual at all for an older man to marry a very young girl. This was part of the life in those days. You must understand that the lifespan then was only about 35 years old. So for people to wait until they were 18 and 20 to get married was very, very uncommon. They married at a very young age because they didn't live that long. So they needed to get married.
Wow, that's really interesting. Thank you.
We'll be back again.